Hey, we're talking about some of the top young linebackers in the game. And of course, when you talk about the Oakland Raiders, C.O. Moore is one of those guys. And C.O. is gracious enough to join us right now here on Late Hit. C.O., it's Alex Marvez and Keith Bullock. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, man. How you guys doing? I appreciate you guys having me on today.
I appreciate you giving us some time, man. How is the second time around, man, being in OTAs and camp about to start in the month? What is it like for you this year?
I think the second time around for me, man, honestly, it's a growth and understanding of the game that I didn't have last year that I have now, you know, from an understanding of the game and one aspect of it, and then really just an understanding of life and what it takes to actually be great at this game. You know, watching and talking to a lot of the veteran guys around, and you know, just trying to soak up what they have to offer from their lives to their game on the field, man. This everything plays a part in being a good football player, a great football player. Excuse me.
What you know, last year obviously you were thrown in the fire. Not everything was, you know, you had an off season and time to calm down and, you know, to kind of go back over your playbook and get some understanding, like you said. What do you think the biggest thing you were missing last year as a rookie that you can implement to your game this year that'll help you along the way?
I think the biggest thing that I can put to my game now is really just preciseness in detail and preciseness in execution. And if you look at any team that wins and that does things the right way, those two things kind of sum up wins and losses. And the more and more guys you can get to do that in the appropriate manner, man, that's what you're trying to create. You know, because when one guy does it, another guy does it, and it becomes something contagious to everybody. And that's what we're building here, man. And it's an amazing process to see how it's coming together. And you know, what more we have to do to continue the game, man. Because if we keep going on the path we're going, man, we can do a lot of things.
What does the addition of Lamar Woodley and a Justin Tuck, guys that have, you know, done things in this league and have Super Bowl wins, What do they bring to Oakland Raiders locker room that was missing last year?
You know, they, you know, but they, we gained so many between Lamar, Justin, Antonio, like a lot of guys on the O-line, Matt. I mean, the number is ridiculous. But what they bring is they bring a different attitude. They bring a different swagger. They bring a different work ethic that makes everybody around them work harder, not necessarily just because of how hard they work, but just because of their presence, you know. And that's how I look at, you know, two lockers away from C. Wood. And, you know, when we're out there or when we're anywhere, I kind of look at everything that I do and how I conduct myself, and then I look at them, and I see what they're doing and what I'm not. And when you look at how great people and people who win, and you look at their mannerisms, how they take care of things, how they do things on and off the field, then you understand why they've gotten to where they've gotten to, and you understand why you haven't yet. So the quicker and the faster you can understand that, and you can become a winner, not before you actually get the wins and losses, but becoming a winner in all of your actions that you can control. That's how you get to win, man. You know, and it's crazy sometimes when you think about it, because it's everything that you do. It's everything that you're a part of.
C.O. Moore from the Oakland Raiders joining us. Man, you got our producer, Eddie Borselli, a huge Raiders fan, ready to run through a wall there, man.
Listen, bro, if he wants to, look, we might work something out for him. Shoot.
Hey, you'll build a wall. Hey, you'll build a wall and watch him splatter himself.
Nah, maybe he'll go through it, man. I mean, so pumped up about this Raiders team. And you know what's cool, too, C.O.? The fact that the coaching staff is back. You know, and I know you weren't there in the past, but year after year, the Raiders almost always had to start from scratch at some point, whether a new head coach, a new coordinator, new position coaches. So many folks are back now. So I'm sure that makes this offseason program different as well, that everyone knows what to expect and the systems are already in place and the groundwork is laid for success.
I think the way I look at it and see it, man, the only way you win in a drought is if you stay, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely understand.
So, you know?
Yeah.
And because we have our guys with us, we know who we went through the fire with. We know who we went through the drought with. So we're here. So, you know what I mean? We know what we did and what we have to do. We have our guys. Now we brought in more guys to see to it that we don't go through a drought again. Because it's time for it to rain a little bit. And it's time for it to – it's time for some things to change. You know what I mean? I can freaking run through a wall right with them right now.
So what – from your perspective, what were some things that were – obviously wrong this year that you guys have already started to work on in the locker room, on the practice field, in this year's OTAs?
I say the biggest thing, man, is mentality and attitude. Mentality and attitude, man. Because that mentality and attitude is half the battle of the football game in itself. You don't go out on a football on a football field and not think anything other than, look, either we're going to dominate and we're going to win. And that's that. We're here to win Super Bowls. And that's that. There's no other conversation. And everything that entails is what we have to do. And I think that's everybody's mentality. Everybody understands the drought. Everybody understands what we went through. And everybody understands where we're trying to go. You know, from an individual standpoint, all the way to the team standpoint. From an organization standpoint, and from the entire base standpoint, you come out to these games, these fans are hungry for a win, the same way we're hungry for a win. Everybody wants it, and everybody's all in. That's why we're going by the phrase all in, because everybody's in to do it.
Seal, I'm loving hearing this. And I tell you, it's an interesting offseason for you as well, because you've moved to weak side linebacker. But from what I've been reading in the media, maybe not that big a deal. I mean, you seem pretty comfortable there already, yes?
Yeah, man. See, they got me working there. You know, the good thing about going to the University of Connecticut, I had great coaches, and starting with Coach Edsel, to Coach Orlando, Coach Johnson, Coach Wilson. I mean, you go down the list, Coach Pascalone, my linebacker coach, Coach Hooley, Don Brown, our D coordinator, where they put me in situations where I played everywhere in the front seven. And, you know, I played like a down, strong safety outside the slot, man-to-man. So in order to do that, they really worked with me on fundamentals and technique, because at the end of the day, with that, I can play anywhere on the field. So that makes me a bigger asset to my team. And I can do more. And, you know, that's something that I want, you know, our team to be able to use. And now they've given me an opportunity to do that. It's not something that's like, you know, a major move where it's going to take so much time, because fundamentals and technique in playing linebacker, if you have them, you have them, and you can play linebacker for however many years God is able to let your body do so. And I'm enjoying it. I'm running around. I'm having fun. And seeing the game from the other side now of the football field, and it's learning and understanding more about what's happening around you and the guys and what the guys are doing around you. And now I get to see, from being at Will now, working there a little bit now, I get to see what happens with the Sam and why the Sam's job is so important and crucial.
Well, you know, we have something in common. I also played for Coach Pasqualoni in college when he was at Syracuse. He was responsible for moving me to
fraternity.
Yeah. He moved me from strong safety to outside linebacker, and I feel that's why I had a lot of success in the NFL. So that leads me to ask you, you've played everywhere in the front seven. Where do you think that has helped you? How has that helped you at this understand the game at this level, having been played everywhere in the front seven at the college level?
You know, the biggest thing is it helps to understand more positions on the field, because you understand how vital your role is, one. Two, you understand how important your body position is, you know, from either being on the ball or being off the ball. You gotta be able to have hands. And if you had Pasqualone as a coach, you understand hands is the name of the game. You yes, understand sir. What I'm saying? And, you know, for me, the more I can understand on the football field, the faster I can move, because everything is slower. And, you know, if I'm moving fast, that means trouble for somebody else on the other side of the ball.
See, before we let you run in, man, we're loving this interview. Trust me, this is incredible. Khalil Mack, young buck in the fold out of the University of Buffalo. What are your initial impressions of this young man? How much of an impact can he make on this Raiders D?
You know, I've known Khalil for a little while now, you know, because we played Buffalo year in and year out. And, he's a good kid, man. We come from kind of the same, you know, background of college, you know, Buffalo, Connecticut, two schools that were always been slighted, never looked at, always overlooked. And that builds a chip on you that you never lose. And, you know, you come out here, he's a guy that's out here working. And, you know, he wants to be hungry and he wants to be great, man. And, It's a great thing because, you know, the more players you have like that, man, that just leads to success, man. I'm just happy, you know, to have him out here and be working, you know, working with them and helping them and making sure we can get as many people on board. And, you know, it's going to be something good, man. We're going to have a lot of hits on the quarterback and, a lot of good things to come.